Boulder County detectives discovered photos of a 3-year-old girl on a messaging app, resulting in the man's arrest. Detectives later traced the photos to a man living in New Jersey, Jabari Amador. Amador was arrested for producing sexual abuse material of a 3-year-old girl and sharing it on the internet, a news release from Matthew Platkin, New Jersey's attorney general, said. People who manufacture and traffic in child sexual abuse materials inflict unimaginable harm on victims who often suffer from it throughout their entire lives, Platkin said. We will do everything we can to stop adults who abuse, exploit and hurt children and hold them accountable for their crimes. This case is a great example of how law enforcement nationwide is working together across state lines to confront the threat of online predators and protect our children, said Director Pearl Minato, of the Division of Criminal Justice. I thank the Boulder, Colorado District Attorney's Office for alerting us to a suspected threat to children here in New Jersey, and I applaud the NJSPICACU team, the Division of Criminal Justice Financial and Cyber Crimes Bureau, and other law enforcement agencies in this state for working quickly to identify the suspect, execute a search warrant, and make an arrest in less than 12 hours. Amador faces charges of first-degree endangering the welfare of children for manufacturing child sexual abuse and exploitation material, CSAEM, second-degree sexual assault, second-degree endangering the welfare of children for distribution of over 25 items of CSAEM, and third-degree endangering the welfare of children for possession of CSAEM. In New Jersey, first-degree charges carry a sentence of 10 to 20 years in state prison and a fine of up to $200,000. Second-degree charges carry a sentence of 5 to 10 years in state prison and a fine of up to $150,000, while third-degree charges carry a sentence of 3 to 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $15,000. Fourth-degree charges carry a sentence of up to 18 months in prison and a fine of up to $10,000, the news release states. This arrest and announcement highlights why these cases are a priority in our jurisdiction, stated Boulder County DA spokesperson Shannon Carbone in an email.